It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and Dane Neal is usually on the road, but today he's in the studio. Hi, Dane.
I like that. I am in the studio. But, you know, I'm standing on a Segway, so I'm ready to be on the road. I have to stay mobile.
Your balance is very good.
You got to live the brand, Wendy.
Balance. Yes, you have to live the brand. Hey, Dane's right, Wendy, once again. You've brought a very special guest in, and for a very special reason.
Well, when you talk about living the brand, Chicago's brand, when you think about it, you know, kind of the team photo, the baseball card, the business card from around the world, and now the great food city is Chicago's identity. It's really great to see. It's been a long time building, and now we're getting some of those validations. Bon Appetit, Condé Nast. Chicago is the American best restaurant city of the year, right?
Woo,
and New York
on.
Loves hearing
Let
it, don't they?
Sink in.
In New York, when they hear that, they go, yay.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there was some kind of, I don't know, mayoral bet, right, where we send them this, they send us this. One of the best ways that we celebrate here is in our restaurants all around the city, 365 days a year. But the culmination of a lot of that, where the city comes together, along with so many of our great food personalities, is Chicago Gourmet. It is 10 years. Bill, can you believe it?
I can't. I refuse to believe
it. Wendy, do you believe it?
I don't believe it.
Well,
it's
guy
been
who's,
10 years.
Who's believing it and living it and running a hand on the pulse of so much of it is in studio with us. He's the president of the Illinois Restaurant Association, Sam Toya. Sam, it's great to have you. You've been on a lot of times. This is the first time here in the Showcase studio. Welcome.
It is. Thank you for having me. As you were saying, Chicago Gourmet, as I say, is one of the best food and wine shows in America. I don't care what they say in South Beach or Pebble Beach. It's right here in Millennium Park every September. In
Sam,
Chicago.
What do you think the turning point was? As Dane just pointed out, this has become, if not the most premier city in America for food, one of them certainly. Why? What happened? What was the turning point?
Well, I think the turning point is, when Mayor Daley was in, he knew that culinary tourism was going up, and he thought doing a food and wine show would be a great idea for Chicago.
Because he liked to eat. Come on, admit it.
Yes, absolutely. And he understood. You know, he was thinking out. He knew that look at what's going on in the West Loop. We have the greatest restaurants you could imagine in the West Loop, from Stuffy Eiser to Rick Bayless, to name a few. But these few celebrity chefs we have in the West Loop. But just the energy that we have here in the city of Chicago when it comes to the culinary scene. You know, the millennials love an experience, and we have the restaurant experience here in the city of Chicago. And we're bringing in visitors left and right. The back half of the plane's all about tourism. People look at what restaurants you have in that city. And we bring it all together at Chicago Gourmet every year. This is going to be our 10th year.
One of the things that's different about this, and I have attended, covered, broadcast from, you know, South Beach, New York, Aspen, so many of these different things. The thing about Chicago that is unique is that instead of just, and certainly we have plenty that are household names and celebrities, mm-hmm. instead of just kind of celebrity chefs, we have, and Sam mentioned it, the restaurants. Now, granted, those restaurants are kind of celebrities too when you think about the different ones attending, but it is a lot of those restaurateurs that participate so heavily in it. So it's less of kind of a celebrity-based tourist attraction than it is kind of just showcasing and highlighting the best of what we're doing all the time here.
We have over 250 chefs that participate at Chicago Gourmet. Yes, from all over the city, from Avondale, Logan Square, Hyde Park, the West Loop, you name it, we have the chefs here participating in Chicago Gourmet. And this year we're doing 10 events because it's our 10th year anniversary, from the Roby House in Hyde Park to the Italian Feast on the Riverwalk to the 606, with Rick Bayless. You know, we got some great things. And we're doing a ballpark fair goes gourmet at Wrigley Field. That's going to be our take on, ballpark food, and we got some great chefs participating in it, like Jimmy Banos and Paul Kahan and Jeff Morrow and Jason Vincent of Giant. We just saw they were named one of the 10 best restaurants here in the country, right here in Chicago. He'll be participating. So we're looking for a great event at the Ballpark Fair Goes Gourmet. You got to get out there.
You're this like is, a proud this papa is,
oh,
when you
yes.
talk about
this,
all
this,
these
this
people.
Event is yes. going to be off the charts.
well, let's talk a little bit about Sam, the unique relationship the Illinois Restaurant Association has with this event. You know, so many of these events, they'll pick a charity partner or some kind of cause to support. But when we talked about having kind of that unique platform for restaurants to be the entertainment. Sam, talk a little bit about, of course, you're the president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. You're kind of the driving force behind it. Like, how does the association work with it? How does it support restaurateurs and people in the industry? I think that would be kind of
absolutely. So we do at the Restaurant Association, at the Illinois Restaurant Association, obviously we do advocacy, We're not crazy about that pop tax, but we won't go there right now. But anyway, we do advocacy, we do education, we do special events like Chicago Gourmet. We do the food and beverage at Taste of Chicago, which we had a great event this year at Taste of Chicago. We do like a chef's table where we raise funds for our Illinois Restaurant Association Ed Foundation. Last year, we gave out $178,000 in scholarships. We work with CPS schools, Chicago Public Schools, schools like Simeon and Fanger and Juarez and Roosevelt and Roberto Clemente, to name a few. So we're out there, you know, educating and promoting the next generation of restaurant leaders here in the city of Chicago.
See, as many things that may not always be as publicly functional in the state of Illinois, the restaurant industry is vibrant and thriving.
Oh, absolutely. We are the largest private sector employer here in the state of Illinois, with over 561,000 people working in the restaurant food service industry here in the state of Illinois. That's right. We do over $25.2 billion in sales, and we produce over $2 billion in sales tax to local municipalities and to the state.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Do me a quick favor. Dispel the myth. People hear gourmet, they go, oh, I bet that's snooty. That's for rich people. Not necessarily.
Oh, not at all. Everybody. Not at all. Like I said, it's an experience. You know, we got 10 different events this year, from, as I said, the ballpark fair goes gourmet, to how about Sweets and Beats on Wills Tower with the Ladies of Pastry with Mindy Siegel and many more. That is going to be really, really cool. And that's, you know, that's a reasonably charged event. So, yes, we want everyone coming to the Chicago Gourmet, or one of our 10 events we got going on, from the Hamburger Hop to After Hours Party. We got it all going
on. How come you did quotes around the Ladies of Pastry? What does that mean when you do quotes around them?
Ladies of Pastry, because that is going to be off the charts. Right. I'm looking forward to that event. So it's Sweets and Beats on Willis Towers with Mindy Siegel, and I'm really looking forward to that one. I don't know if I'm looking more forward to that or the ballpark Fair Goes Gourmet. I'm trying to figure out which one I'm going to
It's not either or. It's
you have to pick one or the other.
It's not Sophie's choice. no tough choices here. Just do it all. Talk about the restaurants being highlighted. Talk about some of the celebrity chefs. We're gonna take a break, I think, and we're going to have one of the chefs that is one of the biggest stars in Chicago, been there since the beginning. I think Graham Elliott is going to be joining us when we come back, talk Chicago Gourmet.
Thanks, Dane. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder, and it's WGN.
We are talking with Dane Neal. You can hear him on the road every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, but you're with us now, and the president of the Illinois Restaurant Association, Sam Toya, is with us as well. And do we have to talk about something before we introduce our special guest on the phone?
No. I think we've talked about kind of the history of Chicago Gourmet, Chicago's premier culinary event, and in the 10th year, as it's become so big with so many other, you know, extra events going on, kind of taking over the city from the 19th to the 24th. A guy that has been there since the beginning is one of the biggest and brightest stars in the food world of Chicago or the country, right? You know him from MasterChef, you know him from Food Network, television personality, restaurateur, the one only Graham Elliott is with us as well. He's going to be a big part of Chicago Gourmet. Graham, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, guys. How's everyone doing?
We're all amazed.
We're hungry.
We're hungry. Yeah, Wendy's right. It should cut to the chase. We're very hungry. Make us some mac and cheese, Graham. Please send it over. Fax it over.
Done.
All right. This is exciting. 10 years now for the Chicago Gourmet event. Can you believe it?
No, I can't. That's incredible when you think of, not just food in general and how it's evolved, but I mean Chicago in particular. Think of the restaurants, Michelin Guide, the, you know, Beard Awards, obviously Chicago Gourmet, events like that that Sam was speaking of. The city is absolutely the pinnacle of what's going on in food in the country.
Well, Graham, talk a little bit about the beginning. I know you're one of the founding chefs for Chicago Gourmet. I remember I've been there every single year. What comes to mind for 2008 was a lot of wines around the perimeter of Millennium Park. I remember Rick Bayless in the middle of what felt like an open field signing books, and now it has become this huge sold-out phenomenon for many, many years. Talk about the progression.
You know, I think what's really cool is you look at food and wine events that are around the country, and They're very similar, where you, like you said, you've got, you know, booths and some wine, chefs giving like a little tasting portion of a dish, maybe a couple demos here and there. But Chicago Gourmet completely, embodies what Chicago's about by, you know, highlighting all the different ethnicities, chefs, you know, high, low, whatever you want to call it. But also think of that setting, you know, to be able to sit there and look around and know where you're at in the world, you know, with the architecture of the city, all that stuff. And of course, you know, the food and wine speaks for itself, and to see it change over 10 years. And like you said, you know, like Lollapalooza sells out as soon as tickets become available. Everyone talks about it, wants to go. Everybody hits me up asking for free tickets somehow, and I have to, like, upset them. And
that was my next question.
Yeah, Wendy wants free tickets.
I'd never made that connection, Graham, but maybe that you're the secret ingredient of both Lollapalooza and Chicago Gourmet.
No. That's Sam and the city and, you know, Mayor Emanuel and all those guys that, you know, do everything to make these things successful. You know, I'm a chef. All I know how to do is cook and talk to people, and being able to come out and do that side by side with.
And Graham, you know how to promote Chicago very well. We thank you for that.
Oh yeah. But I mean, it's true when you think about it. For me, I've been lucky enough to, you know, do TV and events and all that kind of stuff. But what I say is, you know, I have one restaurant, I have one home, my kids go to school, and everything is here in Chicago. So I think a lot of times, because, you know, of the exposure, people think like, oh, you live in L.A. or wherever, and what are you doing in Chicago right now? It's, you know, completely the opposite.
Well, we're gonna hear from Graham about what you're going to do at Chicago Gourmet, plus this other exciting thing that's happening before we end the segment. Sam, I know that you wanted to mention some of the other events that are going on for Chicago Gourmet,
right?
Plus one right here in Trib Tower.
Exactly. So that kicks it off. It's the Cocktails on the Crown, and it's with all these great mixologists. Remember, they used to be bartenders. Now they're mixologists.
Right.
So it's right here at the Crown, and that kicks it off. But really, what I think is going to be one of our greatest events is the Ballpark Fair Goes Gourmet, Saturday night, September 23rd at the Plaza at Wrigley. And it, you know, it's all about elevating the ballpark food, and we got some great chefs there like Jimmy Banos and Paul Kahan and Jeff Morrow and Jason Vincent of Giants. So we're really looking forward to that Ballpark Fair Goes Gourmet. And another one, this is a good one, Sweetened Beets on Willis Tower Sky Deck, Saturday after our dance party with Mindy Siegels and the First Ladies of Pastry. That's going to be a fun one as well.
And ChicagoGourmet.org is the website to get all the information on the schedules and the tickets and all those kind of things. Sam mentioned the ballpark. That is going to be a great event as well. So, Graham, let the listeners know what they can see you doing at Chicago Gourmet for sure. You're going to be doing some demos, I'm sure, and some food. And then also coming up, you know, you're going to be doing a separate thing through this really awesome series that Wrigley is doing with the Chef Series.
Yeah, that's going on right now, and it'll be taking off till the 3rd of September. So, you know, versions of ballpark food, with a little twist, and, you know, for me, anything that I can get my hands on as far as being involved with baseball, I jump at. So this has been super exciting.
Graham, my family and I, during the summer, tend to eat in restaurants that have an outdoor section. We just love eating outside in the summer. As a chef, are you doing anything differently when you know that the food is being enjoyed outside as opposed to inside?
Yeah, I mean, you try to make it a little lighter, and I guess a little easier to... For baseball in particular, I mean, they can use your hands to carry around. But with, you know, at the restaurant, great cocktail scene, you know, like Sam was saying, you know, mixology, people are taking as much care in the drinks they make as the chefs do with the food that they're preparing. So that light, clean, really bright flavors, that's what we really try to focus on.
And for Chicago Gourmet, do you have anything like special that you're doing there? I know you're going to make some appearances. The fans will love to see you.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing my demos, and the big thing is, again, taking inspiration from Chicago. So I'm going to be doing like my version of a deep dish pizza, you know, maybe my style of a Chicago dog, stuff like that.
It all sounds so good. We all have drool cups on right now, all four of us.
We try to cook and show people that, you know, there's really no rules. You can make it whatever you want. So, you know, a deep dish pizza could be an awesome tart of, you know, confit heirloom tomato and taleggio, and layer it all up with some, you know, Italian sausage sliced up and roasted in between. You can do anything you want. You can make it whatever, as long as you take a bite and have that frame of reference and say, like, okay, I closed my eyes and I tasted it, and I get the idea of deep dish, but this is totally different.
You know, you're talking about things being more portable and potable when you're at the ballpark. What about a spaghetti taco? You can make a shell out of garlic bread and then put some kind of pasta in there. Not a bad idea?
No. Let's do it.
You got to patent that first.
Wow. I like that.
Anything that incorporates pasta somehow, I think people go for.
All right, we got to work on that, Graham.
Done.
All right, so many great things. One of the great things about it is you hear some of the best and brightest personalities in Chicago, not only what they're going to do for these amazing events like Chicago Gourmet, but you hear the passion and love they have, the connection that they have with the city. It isn't just about themselves, what they're doing, what their restaurant is, how it ties in to kind of this greater picture. And in challenging times, guys,
yes,
this is a bright beacon of hope and sunshine and
agreed.
Tastiness, right?
It puts a smile on your face and your stomach.
Absolutely.
At the same
remember,
time.
We're the Restaurant City of the Year. Bon Appetit just said it earlier this week and last month. Condé Nast said we're the best restaurant city in the United States. Sorry, Los Angeles.
So ChicagoGourmet.org, right, Sam?
That's
for
right.
tickets and
that's
all the
right.
information.
Sam's gloating.
Pop the cork.
Dane,
we're
10.
Pop
right.
the cork. We're
thanks,
10.
Graham.
Chicago Gourmet.
Thank you, Graham. Thank you, Sam.
Thanks.
And thank you, Dane.
You
really
thank
appreciate
you,
it.
Am.
Yeah. I do not like them on a plane. I do not like them on a train. Thanks, guys. Greatly
thank you.
Appreciate it. We'll take a quick break and then some news coming your way next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.